la 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 la. שלום חברים, הקבוצות בתורנות היום, קבוצות אסיה, אפריקה.
Friends, the Tez and DDR, Asia, Africa and the Turkish Kli, we'll read an excerpt from the article, The Arvut, item 28. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, to be my sgula from among all peoples, this means that you will be my sgula. And sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people.
Question for an active workshop. What does becoming a segula mean to us? Again, what does becoming a segula mean to us?
What is the meaning for us to be a virtuous people? To be an example of connection, example for the goal of connecting and attaining the upper force.
To recognize, to understand, to take upon ourselves that our life, our existence is the role of the Creator.
How much we are obligated to be above our nature, outside our nature. And also we see that Sgula is such a thing that we can't say that we don't have the intellect or the talent or something. It's Sgula. It's this virtue that it means that we can do it, we just have to demand to be that way.
Yeah, the remedy is with respect to us and with respect to the conduit that we have to become to the world. So we're using this power to find ourselves united, and then the Creator can also pass as a remedy through us to the world. We see it in our dissemination to some extent.
Yeah, we just read that through you the sparks of purification and cleansing will pass through to all the nations of the world. So being the conduit from the Creator to all of humanity, helping humanity become corrected.
Yav.
Yeah, the remedy is that concealed power that appears and exists in the connection between us, and we need that concealed power from the connection to pass from the Creator to all the created beings.
Yeah, that word sgula, meaning that it's hidden, we don't see it, and yet we do the role and to pass onwards, pass the light, and we, even though we don't feel it at first, it becomes more and more realistic, and nature shows us this is the role.
To keep and maintain as a conduit between the people and the Creator.
By the connection to draw the light that reforms and pass it on to the whole of humanity.
And to be a pipeline to the world, a pipeline of the light, of connection, of love. And then the whole world will change and see its future.
That our life doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the upper force, to the created beings, that we are created only for that.
And for example, now when we show up to the lesson, we have to see our commitment toward the world, the Creator, the framework that was determined for us to be is one unit, one body, and obligate us to recognize the single upper force and try and connect with it. Mainly awaken unity and connection, which is what we want in order to awaken the light. And then we will be rewarded and the world will be rewarded.
And unity and connection can be to the extent that everyone thinks only about the whole, about the 10, the world 10, and through that to the whole world, doesn't think about himself, and in this way the Creator can clothe and can turn the intentions we would like to have to those to those who have bestowal.
And the Creator awakened us, gave us the point in the heart, gave us the right the privilege to attain Him, to be in contact with Him, but with that comes duty and obligation. We do it not because we want to reveal it between us, but because the final goal, which is to reveal Him between us so we can pass it on to humanity, this is our role. And that's why the Creator awakened us in the first place.
Yes, Gula is that middle line that connects darkness and light, bitter and sweet. And from this connection, from the connection between the opposites, we basically come to that one force, force of the Creator.
Good morning, dear friends. It's an honor to be here with you today, with the world clean. We have one, the Creator has granted us another chance to keep the right intention and so that we start learning how to learn, how to acquire, how to gather all this precious knowledge that Rav is giving us with our heart and not with our minds. We must act like examples to the friends, because that's all we can do, right? We cannot teach anything to anybody, but we can just be the change that we want to pass on to the friends. The only way we can do this is with love. Have a great lesson, friends. L'chaim.
Creator. Please help us strengthen our connection with our friends. Give our friends strength in all the work we do to bring you contentment. We know that every stage, every condition comes from you. Give us the power to feel that you are good, that does good. Connect us such strong connection that we will feel the hearts of our friends and to want to serve them happily above all else. Amen. Silent question. What can we do to empower our friends in all the work we're doing and to bring him contentment? Now, Nigun.